Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. You're going to be glad you did because Charlie Moore is back. That's right, Charlie, founder and chairman of Rocket Lawyer, rocketlawyer.com, the organization that helps small business owners get their legal business in order and do it in a very easy to acquire way. And we'll talk about that a little bit more later on. Charlie Moore, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, it's a pleasure. Great to be with you again.
Always a pleasure to have you back. So you guys have been doing your Small Business Index, right, the 2013 Small Business Index, where you're asking small business owners what's going on out there, what are they seeing, and what do they tell you?
Right. Well, every 6 months or so, we go out and we take the pulse of small business. You know, at Rocket Lawyer, we help more than 2 million small businesses to take care of all those everyday legal matters. Then let's face it, if you're in business, you have. And the first thing they tell us is, you know, now the election's behind us. So they are optimistic. Small businesses tend at the beginning of the year to sort of, you know, put their pants on one leg at a time and go out there and say, look, 81% of them are optimistic. They think 2013 is going to be a better year in 2012. Now, it's not all rosy, and we'll give you some other data, but that's where we get started, Jim.
So really, the majority of your folks are saying things are doing better. One of the things that's been interesting about some of the polls I've seen, Charlie, is that small business owners are very optimistic about their own prospects, but they're not so optimistic about the macro issues.
Yeah, that's a great point. It's kind of like Congress. You know, folks like their
right.
Congressperson, but they don't necessarily like the whole body of Congress.
Right.
And so, 56% of these same small businesses, they said that business is booming or growing for them at least. However, 65% of them are not planning to hire in the next 6 months. So that doesn't exactly add up, does it?
No. And small business, there's a couple of things inside of that. And you're helping them with, you're helping to contribute to this too, by the way. But the, one thing is small business owners want to grow, but they're not going to grow if they're feeling uncertain. But if they do in fact grow, even while they're being uncertain, if they have an opportunity these days, which they have more and more, to use technology to grow their business rather than hire a new person, they're doing that. You know, 20, 30 years ago, Charlie, we didn't have that option. Small business owners, almost every pound of growth required that we hire an employee, right, to cover that. Now technology can take care of some of that, can't it?
It can take care of some of it, but, you know, I actually operate a small business myself. We're blessed because our business has grown quite a lot. I think probably since the last time I talked to you, since it's been about a year, we've hired about 100 people in our business. Yeah, and so we're a technology company. So what are we hiring people to do? We're hiring them to write software.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a skill gap. It's having the skills. So we hire people to write software, and then we hire people to talk to these small business operators on the phone, because if you use Rocket Lawyer, the phone number's on every page, and you still have to, even with all the technology in the world, we found you still have to have a human touch. So we've hired people in San Francisco and Ogden, Utah, and in London, England, to talk to folks on the telephone and to write great software. One of the things that really struck me...
But here's the interesting thing about that, Charlie, is you just hired 100 people to do something that you couldn't have done 20 years ago at all. You couldn't have launched your business 20 years ago, right?
No, you're absolutely right.
So, but now... You hired 100 people. You're a wonderful example of a growing business hiring people, but they're doing 21st century things. And that's where what's happening. We're the U.S. marketplace is in a transition period from 20th century capability to 21st century requirements, and we're lurching around inside of that right now, aren't we?
We are. One of the now folks of all. Certainly not in this millennial. I've got kids, and I'm over 40 years old, so I'm not in this millennial generation. I'm
right.
More the Generation X. However, Jim, we did survey millennials. We wanted to find out what the 20-something entrepreneur was.
Hold on
about.
To that. Hold on to that thought, yep. Charlie. Because when we come back, I'm going to let you start us on that. We're going to get Charlie to tell us what the millennials told him when they surveyed them. After these messages, rocketlawyer.com, right, Charlie?
That's what it is. Thanks.
Check it out. Quick break, 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Too much. I'm lonely, but no one can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.